Hi there, welcome to Tump Plus. I'm Adam. This Tump Plus is dedicated to the rest of the audio that Duggar and I recorded during a session of Super Smash Bros. Melee, which we did just to give you a taste of what our back and forth is like during matches. What you heard in the neighboring Tump episode, if you've listened to it already, was only the content of a single match. In this Tump Plus, you'll hear the rest of our smack talk from that night from the three other matches we played. Enjoy!
So the match that is about to take place now is a...
politically incorrect?
Very politically incorrect match. Same basic ground rules as before, just the setting and the characters have changed. We are now playing as Young Link, that would be me, and Ganondorf for Duggar here. And we have named Link Milk, and we've named Ganondorf Pedo. For reasons that we'll go on about, but may not actually make it into the final show, because we might actually be convicted of something. So, yeah.
But yes, and it doesn't really take a whole lot of imagination to figure out where the pedo name comes from.
He's a dirty old magician man who's very lonely. And there just happens to be this young nubile, which you said the other day you really like that word, this young nubile elfin boy that just happens upon him. And I guess Ganondorf likes little boys that can stand up for themselves or something?
Well, it's his spunk, is what it is.
Ew. Are we allowed to say that? Anyway, his chutzpah. Ah! Hey!
Ow.
And Ganondorf is down, ladies and gentlemen. And the crowd is cheering for Young Link. Rightly so. So, pedo, yeah, that's kind of obvious. Milk, you may be saying. Milk? Really? Well,
you know,
okay. During Link's taunt, or Young Link's taunt, rather, he swigs down an entire bottle of Lon Lon milk from the Lon Lon Ranch, which was in Ocarina of Time. But we thought about it once while we were playing Smash, and we tried to recall whether there were actually any cows on Lon Lon Ranch. I mean, I know there were cows that you could play your Epona song for that were hidden throughout Hyrule, and they would give you, like, a free refill of Lon Lon milk. But I don't think there were actually any cows on the ranch, which begs the question, where did the milk from Lon Lon Ranch come from when you first got it? So,
all of you know...
We're complete geeks,
we will
way.
Randomly cut this so that in the end, you'll have comments, but they won't really amount to anyone's sense, because I really don't want anyone that personally knows me to hear this.
Continuing, we were trying to think of any kind of animal that was on Lon Lon Ranch that could have possibly produced the Lon Lon milk originally. And, we really couldn't think of anything. I mean, because the only animals they really had on the ranch that I could see were horses.
And chickens.
And chickens. But, yeah, you've never heard of chicken milk, have you?
I can't say that I have.
And, we won't even go into horse milk, but... The only other animal I could think of that could possibly have produced the milk would have been...
No. No.
And that's going to be edited. All right.
Actually, I think a lot of this will be edited, so it'll be like the ninjas episode where he explained how to kill ninjas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all you have to do is make sure the vat is entirely full of applesauce and make sure you have thoroughly painted the pigeons. Yeah.
But wait,
there's still more work to be done. Yes. Rather like that. Oh my, that's going to sting. Hey, you saved me. Thank you very much.
I can't believe I did that.
Ha ha ha! I didn't have nearly enough damage for that to KO me. Ah! Go away! You creepy old man.
I'm a geriatric pedophile. I will not leave.
Well, hi there, muscly arm. Where's the muscly arm paperboy? Bring me some good news.
Ah. I do Herbert entirely too well.
I think you do, yeah.
That's the geriatric pedophile guy from Family Guy, in case anyone's wondering. But anyway, we play Young Link, Milk, and Ganondorf Pedo at the Hyrule Temple, which is this this large, grandiose castle.
And it really isn't because that it's singular to both of the characters. It's really because once you get down in this bottom section, you can knock everybody around until they're at, like, 800% damage.
Very much so. It works on sort of a pinball physics kind of...
Pinball Nintendo physics. Which is another topic that we should get into. Nintendo physics. the treatise on Nintendo physics. These are the laws of physics that would have
given... Dude, seriously, did you see that? You kicked me. You kicked me to the left. I flew to the right... And then I got my footing back, and I was, like, moonwalking for a half second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's some Nintendo physics for you right there.
Well, see, these are the laws that would have given Newton, like, a coronary.
Ah. Oh!
Ah!
Mmm, sweet, sweet Lon Lon Milk. So we're both at 3 lives. He just KO'd me, so we're back on equal footing with 0 damage. And he just smacked me. Die, you evil, evil man! Ah!
Ow!
Ah!
My jump was gone.
Sweet, sweet Lon Lon Milk. Mmm. Ow.
Kick!
Ow. Somehow you always make a comeback. I start off really, really strong, and then you just kick my ass at the end of it. I want to know how that works
out. 2 lives is not kicking your ass.
All right. It's another of our time-honored matches. This one's actually fairly recent, I think. Jigglypuff versus Luigi.
It's not horribly recent. Ever since I figured out I could use Luigi's fireballs to stop you.
Right. Now I just have to be tricky with rollout.
Your puff rollout.
Because I basically base everything I do with Jigglypuff around rollout. Because, you know, it is one of his best moves. If you can't pull off the rest move very well, and I can't. I am nothing like the guys you see on YouTube who can do a rest move like it's nothing. But I'm pretty good with rollout, I think.
All right.
There's usually about a 33% chance that I will hit you if I use rollout with Jigglypuff.
And we drop out of narration mode now.
Sorry about that. Ooh. Luigi's so weird.
No!
Yes! Rest! Now wake up, bitch. Thank you. Alright, there we are. Puff! Jigglypuff! Jigglypuff.
I was just puffed.
Jigglypuff. Where's my money?
When did Jigglypuff become... Never mind.
Where's my money? Kermit the Frog
as a pimp.
Where's my money?
Sleep. Wake up, little plumber.
Willem Dafoe in Super Smash Brothers.
I would totally buy that. Actually, I should mention this as a narration. We were discussing the other day when we were smashing. About how there should just be one gigantic fighting game with every single person you could ever conceivably think of in it. Like, I want to be able to pit, like, say, Wolverine against the Power Rangers. Just because. Because it would be the best game ever, I dare say.
I would love to see Tommy fighting Wolverine. As the Green Ranger.
Yes.
Green Ranger was better than the White Ranger.
Yeah.
Because
he had edge to him. White Ranger didn't have any edge. White Ranger was all good guy.
It's like the episode when the White Ranger fought the Green Ranger. That was one of the better ones.
Oh yes, Power Rangers. We were talking about Beetleborgs, we segue into Power Rangers. Ah.
It's Morphin time!
Yes! That's 3 rest KOs this match. 3! And one poke KO for you.
I can't believe that I
The poke of doom. That was total luck, though, I have to say. That was no timing, anything. That was just complete luck. That I got that sleep attack in when I did. Ah! Crud. I heard Blockbuster is going completely to Blu-ray with their high-definition DVDs now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're taking a stand, man. Which, I'm sure Sony needs the help.
I guess.
And the Puff emerges victorious, with two lives to spare.
That's alright, I know what match is coming next.
Alright, here we go. This one is going to be terrible. Marth versus...
Ninja.
Yeah. Marth versus Sheik on Final Destination. This is going to be awful. This is the only character I can sort of do well against you with when you're Sheik. And I'm already down. He's only got 11 damage, for God's sakes. I would like to point out that that's only the third hit I have gotten against him in this match. This does not bode well for Marth. Oh! Alright, I got one down. Six to go. Yes!
Ouch.
And through his own stupidity, he has given me another life of his. Hooray. Oh! Oh, shut up. Looks like you've fallen out of public favor now.
That's okay. I'm still winning.
Liberals don't seem to view things that way. They think if you've got a low approval rating that many in the country don't approve of you, you're doing a bad job. Yeah. That was shameless political discourse brought to you by Adam.
What do opinion polls know?
That's true. Actually, Congress ranks lower than President Bush does in approval polls, so... Yeah.
That's because President Bush... Never mind. This is not a political...
What? Because President Bush rigs the opinion polls? What? Because all the opinion polls are taking place in Florida where there are old people that don't know how to vote on them? What? Go ahead. Come on. You know you want to say something.
That's okay. I'll just be content to kick you.
Okay, that'll do. Ow! Well, I hope you've enjoyed this little exercise in vanity that we call Tump Plus. As always, full show notes, including pictures, article links, and all music credits, will be posted at uncommonman.wordpress.com if you care to view them. And if you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can either email us at uncommonmail@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at area code 206-309-4757. Thanks for listening, and you'll probably hear from us again in just a few weeks. Later.
It's time for us to go now.